Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at theopenhouse.net.au blog site.
Well, wouldn't it be nice to believe in a world where the good guys really do win in the end? A recent study from Harvard University suggests that in the long term, those who cooperate with their opponents do better than those who use punishment. David Rand from Harvard University was one of the authors of this particular study, and he's with us now. David, welcome to Open House.
Thanks very much.
What were you hoping to learn from this particular research project?
There's been a lot of interest in the studies of cooperation on the role of spiteful punishment or costly punishment. So we wanted to look at costly punishment in an environment that we thought was relevant, that is particularly repeated interactions.
Okay, well, tell us about the method that you were using in this project. What did you do? It was very much a sporting-based project, wasn't it?
Yeah, so it's within what's called game theory. The idea being you can set up sort of simple games that capture the fundamental aspects of whatever life phenomena you're trying to investigate.
Right.
So in this particular setting, the idea is you give people a set of three choices that they can choose to do in repeated interactions, where they can either be generous and pay a cost to give a benefit to another, the other person that they're playing with, or they can be selfish and steal from the other person, or they can choose to pay to punish the other person.
I can choose to pay to punish the other person. How did this work out in practice? What did you actually get the students, I believe, that you're using to do?
Well, so it's they sit down in front of a computer terminal, and they're said, okay, you've been matched up with a random person in the room, and these are your three options, and now you're just going to play a bunch of rounds with that person, and then they get the amount of money they get paid depends on how many points they earn. So they have these repeated interactions with the goal being earning money. It's a modified version of a game called The Prisoner's Dilemma,
mm-hmm.
but it's only a game in the loosest sense of the word game. It's just they have a button for be generous, a button for be selfish, and a button for punish. And they choose their option, they find out what the other person did, they find out how many points they got, and then they do it again.
Now, I'm just trying to understand, why would they have punished the other person? I'm just not too sure how that works.
Okay, so say that in the game, if everyone was cooperated, everyone would make the most money. Because
mm-hmm.
it's like, I pay $1 and I give you $3. So if we both did that, we'd both be making $2 every time.
Mm-hmm.
So I say, okay, I'm going to try and be a good guy. I'll choose to pay $1 in order to give you $3. But then you decide to be selfish and you steal $1 from me. So then I see that I tried to be nice, but you stole from me, and so I get angry. And then the next time, I say, well, I want to teach this guy a lesson, so I'm going to pay $1 in order for him to lose $3. And I think that the hope would be that if I did that to you, then you would say, oh, well, I should stop being selfish, and then you would start cooperating with
uh-huh.
me. But that's not, in fact, what happened.
Yeah, okay.
Instead, when people got punished, they got mad and they retaliated.
So what did you find? What were the results?
So the results were that the people that did the worst were the people that chose to punish their opponents. It was not a good idea to pay to try and teach a lesson to the other person. But also, that's not to say that the thing to do was just keep cooperating no matter what the other person did. We found that the winners reciprocated. So if the other person cooperated, they also cooperated. And if the other person was selfish, they also acted selfishly. So it's really, it's in line with the eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth idea.
Mm-hmm.
With the real sentiment of that, as I understand it, was not more than an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's that sort of thing. It's you should not escalate conflicts. The people that lose are the people that escalate.
Yeah, okay. And yet you're also saying that just continual compliance or continual cooperation didn't work either.
Right. In general, there were some cases where we found that a turn-the-other-cheek sort of mentality worked out in that if you just kept cooperating and the other person was selfish, then they would feel bad and they would switch to cooperating with you.
Mm-hmm.
But that was pretty uncommon.
Very interesting. So what do you take out of this research and what you found out of it? What do you extrapolate from it?
I think that the idea is that, so we try to look at a highly competitive setting where it's people that are anonymous, don't know each other, and are just trying to make money. But even in a setting like that, the people that do best are the people that work together, and the people that do worst are the people that are spiteful and that escalate conflicts. So you can sort of extrapolate to say, in lots of our sort of repeated daily life interactions, you shouldn't escalate conflicts. Mm. It's not in your interest.
That's actually a big question. How much can you read into the results and extrapolate to broader life? Do you think this particular project does mirror real life?
Well, that's the idea of all of this game theory sort of thing, and it's a philosophical question. I think the approach that a lot of scientists take is, the world, real life, is extremely complicated, and it's very hard to study things in a rigorous way where you can really understand what are causes and what are effects. Mm. So you make these abstract, simple versions of things where you can really clearly see what's going on. And, you know, it's an open question about how much this maps into daily life, but I definitely feel like it resonates with my personal experiences of the world.
Mm. Do you have any plans to extend the study to other real-life situations?
Yeah, so we're very interested in doing more real-life sort of investigations. So one thing that we've been talking about is trying to look at successful CEOs in companies and see sort of office politics kind of things, and see if it's true that the people that are sort of spiteful and escalate conflicts in the workplace wind up not doing well.
Yes. All right, David, thanks for your time.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Appreciate that. David Rand from Harvard University there on a study looking at whether indeed those who cooperate, those who are nice with other people, actually do better in the long run.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit theopenhouse.net.au.